Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Bayou City Angler, Boyd's One Stop, and the Belleville Meat Market. All right, let's get to the weather. It's supposed to blow again today. I mean, what a blow that was yesterday, but they're calling for more of it today. A lot of rain tonight, possibly. All right, looking at right now, current conditions in Galveston, it's 68 degrees down on the island. Today we're looking at cloudy skies, windy this morning with a stray shower or thunderstorm, a high of 74, south-southeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. And then for tonight, isolated thunderstorms early, then mainly cloudy overnight with thunderstorms likely. Potential for heavy rainfall, that low tonight will be around 60. South-southeast winds will be shifting over to the east-northeast at 10 to 20, rain chance 90%. And for tomorrow, showers in the morning, then continued cloudy and windy in the afternoon with a high of 61, north-northeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, rain chance tomorrow morning 60%. Could see some higher wind gusts, they're showing. But all that east and everything in the wind yesterday, it sure bulled the tides up. It was pretty nuts, but speaking of tides, getting to them, we have a four-tide schedule today. We have a low coming up at 6:25 a.m. It's an 0.8, then a high at 11:16 a.m., a 1.0, and then a low at 4:44 p.m., an 0.6, and then a high at 11:37 p.m., a 1.2. It's pretty weak tides in between changes there, so with these winds, tides are going to be up. They'll be bulled up. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m. Sunset tonight, 5:21 p.m. Our moon phase. We're at a half moon right now, 54%. And looking at current conditions, right now, buoy offshore showing absolutely nothing. It's dead across the board. But Galveston Channel, it's due south down there at 18, gusting to about 21. At Eagle Point, it's south-southeast at 18, gusting to 22. And up at Morgan's Point, the north end of the complex, east-southeast, 21 to 24 miles per hour. Barometric pressure still above 30 inches, 30.09 inches, and steady. And water temps across the board are sitting at about, Eagle Point showing 62-degree water, and Morgan's Point showing 69-degree water. Galveston Channel is at 70 degrees, so it's a little cooler at Eagle Point. I can see that with all that east and the wind blowing into that point all day yesterday. All right, well, let's head over to the Golden Triangle area, Sabine Lake, and check in with our good friend Captain Bill Watkins, see if he survived Thanksgiving. Apparently he did. We got him on the line. Good morning, Bill. What's up?
Well, I did survive. Absolutely. Good. I ate myself to death, you know, in spite of my best efforts, I indulge in the cakes and the pies.
You just can't eat as much once you get older, you know?
No, you can't. But, ever carbohydrate that you get a hold of does you a number. And I can't resist all those good pies. Yesterday my daughter had she had lunch over at her house yesterday, and she made a coconut meringue pie. And oh my God, wow. That thing was I had to resist going back in for a second, but I did get a big old piece, man. And they had other desserts there too that were just stupid good. Oh man. Yeah, so we started.
I watched my wife spend 2 days in the kitchen, man. Before Thanksgiving, preparing everything, getting it ready, and then got it in all of her foil pans, and then Thanksgiving Day, then warming it all up. And I said, who is all this food for? We don't even have a crowd coming. It's just a handful of us. Well, you know, when you do it, she's used to doing it so many years. But, I mean, you just take one spoonful of everything, and there's no way you can. I couldn't even try.
No, you can't get it on a plate.
No, you can't. Wash tub, maybe.
Good well, Lord. We started out Tuesday afternoon at 5:30 with a big chicken and sausage gumbo and potato salad and all of that. And all our kids took off in different directions this year.
Right.
They all did, kind of what they wanted to do on Thanksgiving Day. So we kind of changed our tradition around and let everybody go their way. And it was, so that just caused us to eat more. That just caused multiple days of misery. That's how it went down. But hey, it was good.
Well, thankful we're all still here. Everybody's in one piece.
Yeah. Maybe a tad crippled up, but
gimping a little.
We're still here. We got to, what my dad used to say, you got to hitch and you get along.
That's it.
From the old Western shows. I do have a report for you.
Good.
I did actually fish the other day. I fished Sunday last, and we knocked them out. We had 43 trout.
Dang.
That's amazing. And we kind of flirted with the Texas-Louisiana line. That's where they were, out there in the middle of the lake. I mean, if I hadn't known where to find them, I would have caught probably not much of nothing. But the wind was out of the northeast and popping pretty good.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get out there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden,
in the middle.
At 11:30, that wind dropped and slicked off. And I hooked them up right out there in that middle. And the water was pretty out there, dark, and we just whacked the heck out of them. That's
good.
All. Yeah. So, if there's no more trout being made, I'm getting close to catching them all now.
Well, good luck with that. We've all been trying to do that for years. You can't. There's good.
That's
kid.
Right.
Can't catch them all.
We can't.
You can try.
We can't catch them all.
You can try.
No, I had to go into overtime. You know, I usually come in this time of year about 12:31, and we had to stay out there till 2. No, we didn't get on the bank till 2:30, and that's when it all happened. You know, you just got to be prepared for that. But we fished every shallow hole that I could find and mouths of bows. Nothing. And we caught one small flounder. We had to throw that back. We caught three slot reds and broke two of them off. No, three over slot reds. Had to throw two of them back, broke one off. And so we just, you know, we didn't have anything to keep at all. Nothing in the ice chest till 11:30.
How about that?
And when that, but there's no fish against the shoreline. Now, there might be now, since we've had all these big bull tides.
Yeah.
That could have distributed the fish back to the shoreline. And hopefully that'll happen. But if it don't, it's going to be the middle of the lake and you can't fish out there when it's rough. But there's fish around the ship channel on the Texas side. You can go over there and catch you a little three. And, you know, there's things to do. Well, but we'll see. I'm supposed to fish first and second. And I don't know if the weather's going to let me or not.
Yeah, it depends on this blow coming with this next front line and everything.
Yeah.
All that rain the other day, I didn't even get a drop. Not a drop out of me.
No kidding.
It's what else?
You've been dry all year.
It really has. It really has. But we'll see on this one. Well, you know, there's a lot of rain up East Texas into Louisiana right now. That's what's sucking all this wind, man. There's all those storms up there.
I know. It is blowing.
But they claim we're going to get some out of this, so we'll just have to sit back and watch. Hide and watch, man.
Yeah, you might get a drop or two on your place.
There's a few showers out around San Antonio right now, nothing heavy or major. But
every time it comes a little rain through here, I get about an inch, half inch.
Yeah.
Or well, inch and a half.
It's better than nothing.
Every little system.
Yep.
But that's the way it is around here. Now, my pond is still dried up.
Yeah.
But if I'd have been raising a garden, I would have done well this fall.
Mm-hmm.
But my back was so screwed up, I couldn't even get out there.
Oh,
so
that's pulling weeds.
I didn't even go get the tractor from my brother, and he's got it right now.
Is that what you tied it up with? A tractor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad had a little old Kubota tractor, and we use that. We share it. We decided we just wasn't going to get rid of it because it ain't worth that much. But, you know, it's very handy when you need to spread gravel or till a garden.
Yeah, it sits out there most every day, of the time. But you are nice when you have one, when you really need it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was my dad's baby. He wouldn't let us borrow it hardly at all.
Yeah.
That was his toy.
He doesn't have much say in it now.
Yeah, no, he doesn't, but I'm sure he's looking down and checking us out, how we're doing.
What'd you catch all those fish on this week?
Same old thing.
Yeah, it was
4-inch K wiggler your ball tails and little johns.
Right.
You know?
Shocking.
Yeah, you get up on them right. And I had light current out there, a little bit of an outgoing tide. And it was enough breeze to where I'd have to get around the fish and come into them with that little light northeast wind, but it pretty well slipped off before we got through.
Yeah.
But once we get into them, it was on. And there was nobody out there but us because the wind blew hard all morning. And I was so shocked when it quit. I mean, that was kind of like what they had forecast, but you know, it was supposed to be calm in the morning, but no, that didn't happen. It was probably 15 right out of the northeast, and it was rough. I mean, it was supposed to be east, but it wasn't. And I think they predicted 5 to 10, but that usually means put those together, 15.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was. We had to wait it out. And I was sweating bullets because I knew I couldn't catch anything on the shorelines at all. tide was still out, still low. But this system here may have adjusted things around. And some of those fish may actually come back to the shoreline. But then you've got the water temperature at 62. You know?
Yeah.
That's interesting. It's pulled on down now. So I'm kind of thinking that most of the shrimp may have already left the lake.
Yeah, there's still... Still a few, you know, coming out, just trickles of smaller ones, but I think the major shrimp dump, it's happened already.
It's already happened.
Done.
I agree.
Well, let me knock this break out, Bill. Hold on. Hold that thought. We'll talk about these shrimp, and I'll be right back at you, man. Well, you know, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. And whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:20 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's head back and talk some more with Captain Bill Watkins. All right, Bill, we are back, buddy.
Well, I'm here with you, friend. I am here. So we were talking about little shrimpies. And I'm thinking that the big move has already been done. And we're going to move into winter mode now. And I'm thinking that redfish ought to be near the shoreline. They should be drifting back. But, hey, those fish may still be out in the middle of the lake. And
true.
If they are, I mean, have you been out fishing here lately? Well,
yeah, we got a ton of fish hung up out deep. And, you know, the best fish I'm on, you're just vulnerable to the wind. And there's been so much wind that you just got to get your lay down or pick your day to get out there to get to them. But there's a lot of fish hung up deep right now.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, there's a tad shallow. I mean, if you go up, you know, if you fish in bayous or rivers or something like that, you can find those fish shallow on those ledges. But as far as the bay fish and everything, there's a lot of them over scattered shell in that 6 to 9 foot range, you know?
Yep. That's
with reds mixed in. Of course, the reds are all too big.
Yeah, every one of them. But I think that I did see a pod of them going right down the shoreline in about, less than a foot of water. Their tails were sticking out.
Yeah.
They were bulging, and little bitty shrimp was jumping ahead of them. They had those shrimp going right down the shoreline where they right. wanted them, and they were picking them off. And we actually cast out there and did a double hookup. The man and the woman in the front of the boat actually connected. They made really good casts, and I had already, I just stuck the power pole down. There wasn't any wind, and those fish were coming right down the shoreline, right up against the bank. And I said, okay, here they come. Don't screw it up. Well, me and the guy in the back of the boat did screw it up. But the man and woman in the front of the boat, they made perfect casts and hooked up immediately. So that all worked out. We got a couple of real nice slot reds. And they're so pretty right now. They're orange and gold.
Oh, yeah. And those reds over there get, man, they're like pumpkins, man. They're so beautiful.
Oh man.
They get in that clear tannic water, you know, that dark clear water, and they just light up, man.
Oh, I mean. It's just
they look like they're painted. You know, they're so...
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
And that gold, the gold in their flakes on their scales just shines.
Yes.
And if you get the sun angle right early in the morning, you can just, light up the camera with it. Oh,
well, and their pectoral fins and anal fins and all that, they're just, like Astro's orange on them, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful fish when they're like that. Yeah, I never thought I'd call a redfish beautiful, but they are pretty when they're lit up like that. You know, when they're all kind of just silver and pale, they're just not that good looking of a fish. But
no, they're not.
Lit up like that with the blue tails and everything, and they just they really stand out. Looks like a painting.
Yeah, we caught 22 inches and 24 inches, and still had that blue tinge tail. Oh, man, you talk about some gorgeous fish.
Yeah, they are.
But, you know,
there's plenty of them right now.
Trout.
That's been the bonus. Everybody's nuking reds all over.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we picked
redfish
up several
running
more.
Still on.
Yeah, we picked up several more of those oversized.
Well, you're going to continue to do that for the next 20 years, it looks like. Man, they've become they stand out, buddy. There's lots of them. Yeah. They're like feral hogs.
Yep, that's right. And I was wondering where all the redfish were, but I found them now.
Hey, speaking of hogs, man, I thought of you when I saw this hog. A buddy of mine up in College Station, we stay in touch all the time, and some friends of his were hunting out in Lampasas on their ranch. They shot this hog. It's hanging up. It looks like a brown bear. It's so huge. And he sent me a video of it. They couldn't get it up in the, the Polaris, the buggy. So they're dragging it with a rope back to camp to hang it up.
Yeah.
703 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So I got to researching the biggest one caught in the state was 790 or 792 or whatever, you know, on low fence. And that was in that county up around Lampasas. And
that's
a different,
huge.
Yeah, it's a different breed of a hog. I'll text a picture of it to you. It'll blow your mind. And then the low fence record, I think, is 806, or high fence record's 806.
That's just incredible.
I mean, that's Hogzilla, man. Boarzilla.
That's Hogzilla.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's almost invariably going to be a boar, but I guess a sow could possibly.
That's a man-eater. That's a giant.
Yeah.
Giant
if they wanted to, they could take you apart. and you wouldn't be able to get away from them. So you better be cocked and locked all the time.
You got that right.
Golly. Now, the biggest one I ever killed was probably about 375. And I mounted his tusks and did all the cool photos and all that stuff. I put it on, mounted the tusks on a plaque, bottom and top teeth too. Man, that's still an impressive hog.
That's a giant.
Yeah, he's big, but nothing like 700 pounds. I'd be afraid to. And what would you do with the thing? You'd have to definitely shift into low range to drag it. Man.
Oh, I don't know, dude. I got it back to camp, got it up on a winch. Can't believe their A-frame didn't bust. That's a lot of meat. A lot of meat on the hoof right there, man.
Yeah, that is. And you probably wouldn't be able to chew it anyway.
No telling.
No telling.
Grind it up, make all sausage. I don't know.
And we tried one time.
Didn't work out too good.
It was a boar that was about right at 400. My cousin killed him, and went in there with that 30-06 automatic and knocked him over. That son of a gun. Hey, we skinned him, and he had a pretty good bit of fat on him. So we ground him up, and you couldn't even chew the ground meat.
Wow.
So we wound up throwing it all out. But I guess if you were hungry enough, you'd be glad to get it.
Yeah, that one won't be reproducing anymore.
No. No, we nicknamed that one Old George.
Old George.
He was taking our little wooden feeder and slamming it apart. He'd just hit his head up against it and rip it to pieces.
Yeah, something that giant, they're destructive, man.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw one at Blaine's one time. I thought it was a black Angus calf or, you know, a steer or something laying out in that buffalo grass. While I was in the stand, and I was watching these good deer, and I should have shot that hog because I know it had to have been crowding 400 pounds. I think Blaine and them did end up shooting it a month or two later, and it was like 385 or something. It was monstrous. But, whew, goodness. It's hard to get one back to the house like that.
No, I mean...
All you do is tie a rope on it and drag it. You know, ain't nobody going to lift that kind of dead weight up in the back of a truck. I can promise you that.
No.
All right, Bill. Well, hey, buddy. Glad you survived Thanksgiving. Glad everything's going well. Keep catching fish. And if somebody wants to call you about coming over and wetting a line with you, give them some info how they can reach you, man.
Well, just call me on 409-673-9211. That'll get you there.
You got it. All right, Bill. Well, you have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Be safe.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. Later. All right, that's Bill Watkins over at Sabine. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:35 here in the Bayou City. All right, Richard Tosh, Conroe man, fisherman, catfish, whatever. What's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm here, brother.
I heard that.
A Thanksgiving hangover.
I'm telling you, it's something else. I'm full as I can get. There ain't no doubt. Still, for me, it's too dang much. Goodness. But I'll tell you what, them catfish did pretty good yesterday. A couple little old girls out, they wanted to go catch them a few after Thanksgiving. So we went out there and just spent a couple hours and caught us quite a few pretty nice fish. So it wasn't too bad. But it's, this weather today is kind of up in the air. I'm not sure when all this rain and stuff is supposed to move in, but the wind's already here. So that's one thing about it. That wind started about 10 o'clock yesterday and kept kind of picking up and then slacking off, picking up, slacking off. So this morning it's kicking.
Man, you should have seen it down here. In the middle of the night it came up and then just cranked. It just kept getting higher as the day went on. It was nasty.
And that's what I'm thinking is going to happen today. It's just going to keep on building and getting up. So it's one of them deals where I already canceled my trip for today, but I'm going to come down here and just kind of see what's happening. Because I had a 10-year-old supposed to be out, and I didn't want to get them out there in that rough stuff and beat them up anyway. So take a chance of rain. I already had a little sprinkle on my way down, but nothing but just a little bit of stuff. So it wasn't too bad, but. Yeah, it's one thing, though. I got to thinking, we got talking over Thanksgiving with one of my sister-in-laws. Goes, my phone's on SOS, so I got to thinking about it. What does SOS mean? And I'm sitting there thinking, what in the heck? The only thing
save our ship.
well, actually, it's save our souls is what it's defined as. And that, it's like, what the heck, you know? Because all these years you hear, you know, SOS, it's the International Sign of Distress and all that good stuff. But I got thinking about it. What the only thing I could think of is stuff on a shingle, right? So it's
stuff on a shingle. I'm glad you said stuff, my friend. Appreciate that.
that's the only thing I could think of the whole time. I'm sitting there going, I got to look this up and figure out what that means. But that's what it is. Save our souls. And it's like, okay, I wonder how many other people don't know that, because I guarantee you, I had no clue that's what it meant. But it's it's one of those things you kind of get in these goofy conversations and stuff, right? So it's and that was one of our Thanksgiving highlights right there, what SOS means. But it's all good, you know. So it's, you know, and then I got to look at my cameras this morning. I finally got me a decent deer showed up to a feeder. So, but that's over in Llano, so I can't hardly get there. So it's the dangest thing over the normally Thanksgiving week over there. The rut's on pretty hard and heavy, but man, this year with all those dang acorns over there, it's just horrible. They're not, and the weather's not cold enough and all that, so really not. They're chasing, but they're not chasing. You know, it's kind of the leading edge of the rut, and normally that week before Thanksgiving over there is wide open, but it just wasn't happening this year. So I'm going to go back over. Matter of fact, this coming weekend, I'm going to head back over there again. I got to find me a decent little old deer, because them rascals, I mean, they just been hiding from me over there. And like I say, finally saw me one on camera and stuff like that. And over at my cousin's, he had there's a few free-ranging black bucks out there. So I may sneak over and get one of his. his little black bucks, because he's got his place up for sale. And so he's up and out in Ohio right now, and he ain't got nobody hunting 200 plus acres over there, so I might as well go help him out. So that's the way I look at it. You know, I mean, good night. Them rascals, I didn't know them black buck were over there. So it's one of them things where why not? It's, you know, them free ranging black bucks are more
They're
fun.
They're some tasty little animals, man. They're really good.
Man, I'll tell you what, them rascals are, they can spot you from a mile off too. I mean, good night. Them rascals are something else. And they are not domesticated at all. They will, as soon as they see somebody, they're taking off, and they're running like crazy. Because we jumped them up two different times over there the other day, and every time when you get within about 300 yards, they're gone. I mean, they would not slow down for nothing. So it's gonna take a pretty good luck to get them, because it's not gonna be nothing. Nothing easy, that's for dang sure. So, because I'd already had my kind of counting my chickens before they hatched. I called a buddy of mine that does some taxidermy work. I said, look, we got this black buck over here free range, and I'm gonna try to get him taken out and get him to you. So I already talked about where to meet up and all that good stuff. Well, it didn't work out. So that's what happens. You can't count on it, but
no,
it is what it is. It's hunting, right? Just like fishing.
Exactly.
You get out there and you do your best, but you're about ready, getting close to ready for your little old hunt, your little birthday hunt down
about
there.
4 weeks away. Yeah.
There you go. I know you're chomping at the bit on that one. That one there ought to be good.
Yeah, I just need some bland time, brother. Need a little bland time.
I heard that. Hey, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's a good place just to get out there and sit and kind of clear your mind and everything. That's the way I do it. I get out there, and I'm not like I used to be. I'd go out and sit all day, but it's now I'll get out there and I'll sit 4 or 5 hours and get up, come in, and go back out later on. But still, you know, used to, from before sun up till after sundown, I'd sit there and watch every bit of movement and kind of, you know, track how those animals move and stuff like that, because they're always changing. But when you're on the same property for a long time, you kind of figure out certain patterns where how they move through the property, how they use
they're
hills
just like
and ridges.
Dogs and coyotes, everything else, they're creatures of habit. They always repeat, you know, especially in their own territory. You can always depend on them to come out at the same place, but you just don't know what time. Depends on
that. That's right.
Biological clock.
Now, I guarantee you, them rascals, and when you think, just like with that goofy old black buck over there, when you think you got him figured out, he ain't going to show up.
No.
It's like, good night. But, you know, and then, you know, it's like fishing, you know, I'm going to, if I can get me a little wind of today, I'm going to chase some hybrids and see if I can't find them, because they should be doing pretty dang good. But and I, you know, I had a couple of people wanting to go try some crappie, but after this front, we're gonna have to wait, because it's, you know, these fronts just knock them back so bad. I had to wait about 3 days for it to kind of settle in and all that good stuff. And once it settles in, then they should start biting, you know. But then I'm gonna shut it down in January, just mainly because that's when a lot of them are gonna be starting to spawn, you know, here, as long as this weather stays right, because water temp's still 70. I mean, that's what it was yesterday. But hopefully, you know, like I say, after this next front, because it's supposed to be pretty stout, you know. And then that's like it right now. I'm sitting here looking at 57 degrees. Yesterday there was ice on my windshield. It's like, you know, it's all changing, and it's starting to get cooler and cooler. So the ground's starting to cool off, and as the ground starts to cool off, that water temperature will start dropping a little more drastically with these fronts, and especially when they got all the wind like they're talking about coming with this next front. So
it wasn't that cool temperature wise here on the coast yesterday, but that east wind made it miserable. It cut you in half.
I don't know what it is about that northeast wind or east wind. It gets you, it's colder than it can be. I mean, you get a west wind, it ain't so bad, but you get that northeast or east, oh my gosh, that's horrible. But it's You know,
we were getting gusts of 32, 34 all day yesterday.
Good night. I'll tell you what, that's crazy because we, you know, we weren't getting it up here as much. You know, I think our at the strongest point, it might have been 20, but it kept, you know, it kept kind of up and down. It would go, you know, 20 and then it dropped to about 12. Then it go, you know, it never did completely stop, but it slowed way down. I mean, that was one of the things I noticed yesterday afternoon while we were out there. It would pump real hard, and then it just kind of quit. And then it'd kick back in and go again, and then it'd quit. Mm-hmm. So just kind of on and off. So you can keep all that high wind down there. I don't need it up here. It don't hurt my feelings.
We get plenty of it, man. You better be glad you're up there.
I guarantee you,
y'all are Yankees up there anyway. Y'all are so far.
Yeah.
We call anybody from Conroe Yankees.
Yeah, you know it. That's all Richland and Chambers up there. All them Richland and Chambers folks, them's the Yankees. So that's North Texas. There you go. So, but it's, you know, it's all good. It doesn't matter either way. I'll tell you what, though. But like I say, we get that north wind kicking up here. It doesn't quite. But most of the time, y'all don't get quite as strong a north wind down there, but it's enough to blow your water out of the bay. So that's one of the things that, you know, it always fascinated me when a good north wind gets to pumping out to blow all your water out, and you can't get out there and even do anything. So it's, it's crazy. But up here, it just gets rough. That's all it does. It don't blow our water out. It moves it around a little bit, but that's about it. But like I say, I'm ready for them goofy old hybrids to get started. So went over the river yesterday and got me some bait. And it was typical Trinity River, throw cast net one time and get about 100. So you got all the shad.
That makes it quick, doesn't it? Get you 100.
It does make
100
it
baits. I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, that's it. I'll tell you what, that's a blast, you know. And the river's up over there a little bit right now.
Yeah, they've been getting a lot of rain above us, so there ought to be a little bit of trickle going on down that way.
Yep.
All right, Richard. Well, I got to roll out of here, man. If somebody wants to call you about coming up to Conroe and doing some hybrid cat fishing, whatever kind of fishing you're doing, give them some info, man.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, man. You take care, Richard. Have a good weekend.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Later, buddy. All right, now let's hop down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky this morning. Charlie P., what's up? How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Couldn't be better.
Surviving same here.
Thanksgiving.
Same here. Got canceled on today and pretty happy about it. after that blow yesterday.
After the wind yesterday, man. I saw your old picture. I said, well, I know where Charlie was. He had to get in that river or something. Get out of this wind.
Well, actually not. We ended up in the river. You had to. At 10 o'clock, that wind come up 35 miles an hour at 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
But when I left the dock yesterday morning and saw that those tides were up, we have an area that those fish show up that's kind of protected on the east, northeast wind. And it was just crazy. I don't know. Randy ran one group for me, and I had the other. I guarantee we turned loose 100 trout.
Dang.
Guarantee it. And all of them, 15 and a half to a 20-inch trout.
All slots. How about that?
Yeah. Those fish are in that same area every year. They'll be there for about a week, and that's it. You got to hit it when it's right. So, 10 o'clock. I mean, I'm just power pulled down on a shell reef, and when waves start breaking over your power poles, it's time to go.
Yeah, it is.
We went back into the river, and they still wanted to fish for a while, and they caught about a 5-pound blue cat and three more trout and about a 20-pound bull red, so everybody was happy.
I seen that blue cat on the table. I said, yeah, look at there.
That's some pretty meat, man. Pretty meat.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with blue cat.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been good. It's been good all week, and it's just starting to get good. You know, our best months are December, January, and February.
Yeah.
So it's all a weather thing from here on out.
It is. Got to play the weather.
Yeah. So, but I did notice a lot of people bringing in redfish yesterday. You know, catch them in the mouth of bios with bait and stuff. And, and I'm noticing, and I have been noticing this for what redfish I've seen. They're not those upper slot reds. They're all, you know, like 21 to 24 inch reds that everybody's catching.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing from everybody. 22, 24s. That's kind of the norm right now. And then if they're not that, then they're oversized.
Yeah. So I don't know where those upper slot reds are. I mean, I just assume not clean them, but, you know, for years they were a nuisance in Metacorda, man. Couldn't stay away from them.
So. They're bugging me to death.
Yeah. Yep. So. No, it's been good. Wade fishing's been good. Boat fishing's been good. I don't know. I think I ran about 24 trips this month, so I'm a little tired.
I bet you are. That's a lot for an old timer. Old cocker.
That's right. That's right.
At least you're still doing it. At least you're still mad at him, Charlie.
You know, you got to stay active. You can't give it up. I can't stop. I'm not going to stop. As long as people are calling wanting to go, I'll take them.
There you go.
And when they quit, I'll quit. Nail with it. Did you get out this week?
Once. Got a little calm window, and right where they were the last time I left them. The only fish I could find, same spot, same everything, same pattern.
Yeah. You know, most of these people are just going to the river, and, you know, if you stay in there all day, you'll catch them, but that better bite is right off the bat and then back about 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah, midday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, you know, most people nowadays just don't want to stay out there that long like they used to. So you either get them or you don't.
Yeah, it's hard to fish all day and only catch three.
Three fish, yes.
Yeah, usually you're through in 10 minutes. Three fish apiece, boom. You know, if you land on them first thing in the mornings.
This family we had yesterday, they'd never caught fish like that.
Yeah, I bet they hadn't. No. A lot of people hadn't.
That's right.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
Unless they're from back in the old days, you know. A lot of the newcomers, they never caught fish like that.
No. Nope. No. Anyway, that's it.
Sad assassins.
You know, with these people yesterday, what we did, we put Little John's under corks, gulp. Right. It's just easier for them to fish like that.
Right.
But you could have just threw a lead head and caught them, no problem. I mean, it's just the right place at the right time. That's just that's where we were.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I can dig it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I know all about that. Or the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. There's a lot of those days, too.
Yeah.
Yep. It helps to have experienced it before and know where to go.
Well, the more you fish, the more good days you're going to have, but you're also going to have more bad days, too.
Yeah.
The more you fish, the more that happens.
Yep.
You can't get them every time.
We can sure try, though. Sure try.
Well, Charlie P., somebody wants to get over to Matagorda. December is an excellent month. Give them a number so they can reach you and get a trip book and come over and do it. Weather
call
permitting.
Me on my cell phone. 713-725-2401.
All right, buddy. Well, Charlie, I'm glad you survived Thanksgiving and a lot better than the Aggies did last night. So I'll leave it there. Man.
I can't believe that happened. Wow.
I can. Yeah. That's a copperhead, Dan. You going to Daryl Royal Stadium, buddy, with that crowd. God, yeah. That was loud. Yeah, that was.
Good game, though.
It was. A lot of good games yesterday. All right, buddy. Well, Charlie, you have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week, man. Take care.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, my friend. See you. All right, that's Captain Charlie P. in Matagorda. It's time for our break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.